today's case, not only in South Africa, but abroad. I grew up as an activist and had always admired Maulana Ihsan Hendrik's courage as an alim and as an activist also who stood up for the subjugated people around the world. I think we have lots in common. We share the same passion so very, very much. And besides, not only that about the passion and activism, but a real leader. Statements like leader in our country, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us have between us a person of a stature in Maulana Ihsan Hendrik. Santo Maulana joins us on the line from Cape Town this morning. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Is it Brother Vahid?
Yes, it is, Maulana.
Barakallah. And to all the listeners of Channel Islam International, this blessed morning of Ramadan.
Jazakallah khair, Maulana. First of all, on behalf of Channel Islam International, our staff and our listeners from across the world, we take this opportunity of thanking Allah that He has made of you between us. You are a great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why we're showcasing you, highlighting the little you have done. And we know that you're going to be with us for many, many more years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long life, give you jaza khair in everything you do, khair, goodness, inshallah. We're very, very proud of you. And we take this opportunity of telling you this morning, mashallah, and we're very, very proud of you, and thank you for your time.
Jazakumullah khairan, Brother Vahid, and immediately I seek the forgiveness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here to serve the cause of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I appreciate your good thoughts as a brother, the good thoughts and the good du'as that you are making for us. And we ask the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us all dearly. And that all the time we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our niyyah, our intention must remain purely for the love and the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah. Maulana, a little bit of background on your early life, where you grew up and walking around, maybe going to school in a shorts at that time. Which school did you attend, and where were you born and where did you grow up?
Yeah, Brother Vahid, I thought that, in fact, when I initially received the call from CII for this program, I really asked for the second time, was it necessarily? But I thought that if I have to answer your very first question this morning, kindly, I would love to ask you to allow me to actually take this journey a little bit prior to myself. I have no other obligation but to start with my father, my elderly father, and my elderly mother. And the reason for starting with both my parents is that you know and I know and all of us know the status of our parents according to the glorious Quran. Mm-hmm. However, by virtue of illustrating their story, I'm not saying that they are unique, but I believe in my life they are absolutely unique. The reason for stating this is my father, who is now in fact 80 years old, embraced Islam at the age of 12 years when two families lived in Cape Town, and more so to be precise in the Boekop area. Two families lived together. One was known as the Hendricks family and the other one was known as the Suka family. And out of the Hendricks family, my father and them were five children, two brothers and three sisters. My grandmother happened to be a worker at Five Roses Tea, and the Suka family, of course, was a Malay Muslim family. Mm-hmm. And through the good example of this Suka family, my father at the age of 12 embraced Islam.
Mashallah.
In the early 60s, my father, who is a qualified tailor, migrated from Cape Town to the Boland area, the mountainous area of Worcester, where he again met my mother in the early 60s. And again, my mother happened to be the only child of her parents. And by the way, Brother Vahid, let me place on record, My grandfather from my mother's side happened to be the founder of the Protestant church in Worcester. In fact, up till today, his name is written on top of the church as one of the founders. And when my father proposed to my mother, of course, during those days, it was difficult. But eventually, my grandmother from my mother's side consented to the fact that she could become a Muslim. And so in this particular regard, my journey has been a little bit very unique. And so in 1963 or 1964, I was born of the parents, Muhammad Saleh Hendricks and Rowaida Hendricks, born in the Bulan town of Worcester, where I did my early schooling years. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Absolutely, absolutely interesting, Maulana. And obviously, a very difficult period at that time as well, growing up in Cape Town. Was it as rough as we would have read and made it out to be? And did you have to really fight your way and stand up to really grow up there?
Absolutely, of course. Sometimes when one listens to the elders speaking in our community, and particularly in the countryside areas, sometimes the experience against the then apartheid system was a little bit more harsher and difficult than what it used to be in the city areas. And so from a political angle, it was already difficult. From an economic point, it was more difficult. From a social point, it was extremely very difficult. But here again, I have no other option but to, with great pride, refer to my father and my mother, who remained strong Muslims through these years. Mm-hmm. My father made sure that right from a very early age, that our madrasa education was a very important part of our educational program. And so the identity of Islam remained a very strong identity in our homes. One of the aspects that I do admire about my father is that when I grew up as a young boy, I already found him as a very disciplined reader. He is a tailor who barely qualified standard 5 in school, but an ardent reader, and particularly of Islamic materials. So from a very young age, Brother Vahid, I saw my father reading very impressive Islamic books. And over the years, I just saw those books accumulating on his desk and on his tailor machine where he was virtually working. And my father had a system. The system was that we needed to be in the masjid, particularly for Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Isha, keeping in mind, of course, that the rest of the day, our day was spent in school and in madrasa. But the discipline going to the masjid was absolutely very important for us as young people.
Maulana, mm-hmm. What about your interest, like you said, your father insisting on Salah into the masjid and so forth? What got you interested in furthering your Islamic studies, and where did you go to and study?
I, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must here give lots of credit to my early madrasa years teacher, a gentleman known by the name of Muhammad Shah Khan, who still enjoys good life in Worcester, who in actual fact is known as the muallim and the teacher of almost 90% of the community's children in Worcester. Sheikh Muhammad Shah comes out of a family that was very well known for the Islamic contribution to the city of Worcester. In fact, Sheikh Muhammad Shah Khan had a brother, the late Sheikh Ikramuddin Khan. The late Sheikh Ikramuddin Khan is known to many people in the Johannesburg area, particularly in Rustenburg.